Thank you for listening to What's Happening. Thank you to Liv Green for coming in. Great show. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yes, mon petit tout le monde, bonsoir. C'est en bâtonnet la qui vient jouer nous grâce à WMFO Medford 91,5 FM stéréo. Et c'est ça, je dis, hein, c'est 23 avril 2017. N'a pas avec vous, jour que 8h du soir. Dans le premier, le A, nous parlons de Nouchka KB avec les. et du gagnant elle vient avec un partner lui c'est Garfield voyez ça right just like Garfield hein?
That's right.
So we're here with Garfield. So we're going to go through the translation, going to Haitian Creole and in English, back and forth. Bonsoir tout le monde. Moun kap koute nou tout patou. Moun Paris yo. Nap di nou bonsoir. Nou konnen ke Paris sot gen trakala, parce que ça semble te gen yon problème yo attaque yo. Nap salue moun Côte d'Ivoire yo. Nap salue et moun... Rochester New York plutôt n'a salué moun Saint Lucie ni Saint Lucie dans Floride ni Saint Lucie dans Caraïbes hein? N'a salué nous n'a salué moun Cambridge n'a salué moun Somerville yo n'a salué moun Medford yo moun Watertown yo n'a salué moun Everett yo n'a salué et moun Molden yo n'a salué moun Lane n'a moun River yo moun Chelsea yo n'a salué nous tout nous di yo rassemblé dimoun yo nou sou 91,5 FM stéréo et puis nou sou www.wmfo.org et téléphone là ici c'est 855 915 96 36 n'a bon ti musique vital n'a bin di yo ça nous parle discuter avec vous donc n'a rien et puis dans tête le a n'a rien quelques informations sur développement ça qu'a fait et en Haïti etc. Restez avec nous n'a pas avec vous jusqu'à 8h du soir. Restez là, n'a pas Bonsoir, soya. nous pas gain à parler entre anglais et anglais entre en créole nous gain nous fika kabé avec nous sur te venir dernière fois ensemble avec David parle aujourd'hui hein. Nous gain avec nous par contre nous gain Garfield Hutchinson qui lui même tout travaille même côté a. Donc aujourd'hui on a petit chose nous pour parler de 401k education planning mortgages life insurances is that so?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh. So if you have some question you want to ask them directly in English, you can do so. Otherwise, we will provide the translation for you. You can call 855-915-9636 or you can text in 617-699-9540. Okay. So how do we begin? Should you introduce... Yes, I know you've been in the field for a while for now. Yeah?
Yes.
And how long have you been in the field?
About 2 years.
About 2 years, yes.
Yes.
Hey, how about your colleague?
I've been 4 years.
In 4 years as well?
Yes.
Okay, so and you prior to that, you work in other companies?
I was a business consultant.
Okay.
I come from a consulting background.
Okay. And that's what it is. So basically, we want to right take to the core of the matter. What is a 401k? Just to make sure that people know on what level we're talking about it. What is it exactly?
Well, we're gonna talk on a pure basic right. practical level
mm-hmm.
about 401ks. It is a 401k is the IRS code that's given to the financial savings vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and it's provided through your employer
mm-hmm.
As a taxed, pre-taxed and tax-deferred savings vehicle. So mm-hmm. your paycheck prior to being taxed would be diverted into a 401k account, and then there is different investments. Levels of this are sub accounts that mm-hmm. those investments would go into, and it grows tax deferred, so pre-tax mm-hmm. before tax comes out. So you, if you have a paycheck, you may not even miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. So we encourage everyone to participate.
And so you as the customer, picks the amount to be deducted from his check. Is that so? Is that constitute the 401k?
Basically, no? Okay. With limitations.
I see.
So there are certain limitations put up on the account, either by the account administrator mm-hmm. or just by the IRS code itself. So the maximum amount that you can put in is $17,500. Mm-hmm. I think that might be up to $18,000 this year. But that would be the maximum amount that you're able to put into the 401k in any given tax year.
Oh, every year?
Correct.
Okay.
So you can put any amount up to that amount. And that could be your sole contributions or a combination of your contributions and your employer contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason why we think that this is an important savings vehicle is, as you know, prior generations had pensions. You'd work for a company.
Mm-hmm.
Work diligently, work there for about 30 years, and when you get the golden handshake, you retire with a pension, which is a continuation of your income after you retire.
Mm-hmm.
And that would last for a lifetime. Well, most companies don't have a pension in place anymore. It was replaced with the 401k.
Your 401k.
So mm-hmm. essentially, the responsibility of your retirement is now in each individual's mm-hmm. Personal responsibility.
I see.
So it is for us to educate ourselves
mm-hmm.
on what's available.
I see. And employees have a choice to buy it or not to buy it. Yeah. Do they have a choice?
Yes.
No.
Most plans are by
mandatory
employee enrollment options. Some employer will automatically enroll you into a 1 or 2 or 3% minimum to get you started
mm-hmm.
Into the plan, and then you can make your elections from there forward. But usually eligibility, there's usually about a year of employment, a 12-month period, Once that's realized, then you're at the next open enrollment period. You usually are invited to participate in the 401k programs.
All right.
I also wanted to add that some companies do offer a match, which is another benefit.
So if typically, let's say if they did accept $18,000 out of your that year, and they can match it to another, to double that?
No.
Is that not?
So the $18,000 that we mentioned is the cap. So that's the maximum amount. So the contribution amount can be solely yours or a combination, as Anushkar just mentioned, solely yours or a combination. Your employer can match a certain amount. I don't know if you want to talk more about the match, Anushkar, but most employer have a percentage that they will that you're minimally required to participate to receive that match.
Yep, some 3%, 5%. It depends on the company.
Okay, so let's say the I'm eligible for that, and then I do it this year, and then next year I can do another 18,000 added to my first one.
Yes.
So it goes every year. You put every maximum of 18,000.
That is correct.
Okay,
and you can see quickly how that, you know, that
30 years later
that grows. Absolutely, and then you're talking about if the funds that you're invested in is performing well, you know, you can get a nice return on that.
And you don't pay taxes on it until you use it. Is that so?
That is correct. Right. Now, there's restrictions on a 401k when you can access the money with
And when you do, whenever you do, you still have to pay taxes on it.
That's correct.
Both state and federal.
That depends on the state that you live in.
Massachusetts, yeah.
Yes.
Do we?
Is there a tax that we don't pay here?
Taxachusetts. Huh? That's what they say. We are living in Taxachusetts.
So definitely.
All right. But are you saying it's good to have that, yeah?
Yes.
Definitely. Especially where the match is concerned, because it's someone that's contributing to your retirement investment. And if you're not taking advantage of that, you should really go to your employer and really ask some questions around the 401k program, what's available to you, what's required of you, and what you need to do to realize that match. As advisors, that's something that we strongly
advise. So are there some incentive for the employers to have that 401k program for their employees?
Well, obviously, there is benefit to the employer to provide these benefits to the employees to be more attractive, to be a more attractive employer. That's why some employers who can afford it, you know, really get creative with the match and offer a good match percentage. So it is a way to create longevity with employees, because you don't want to leave and not being able to participate, especially
now, once you leave. If you leave a current place of employment and then you go to you move to another employer, if you will, so what do you lose that?
So you don't lose
You transfer it automatically?
No. So you will have an option. The plan administrator will give you your options, but your options are usually surrounded by just whether you transfer or what we call the rollover into another 401k program once you're established in another facility or another employment, or you can roll that over into a personal IRA. Which will allow the money to be transferred without a taxable event occurring, so it will remain as is. So you will not pay taxes on the transfer or rollover, and it will continue to grow
until you find an employer that offers 401k. That's
well. The rollover options is typically a one-time option. So wherever you, whatever vehicle you roll that into,
It has to remain there.
With exceptions, but in generality, that's what you'd like to consider, mm-hmm. because the rules are so restrictive.
6:20 I'm gonna ask Manushka, Anushka, to say, you know, kind of summarize what we talked about in Creole. So, yeah, for one, okay, c'est ça lié.
Bon, quand ils ont un type de retirement plan que travail là, puis faut travail planifié pour employer yo. Et m'encourager tout employé pour chercher connait si travail yo gain plan ça pour yo gain 401k pour yo puis sign up pour les connait grand pile haïtien qui est-ce qu'il ou pas connait qui ça 401k a et ou pas intéressé chercher connait pour prendre avantage de lui. Son conseil yo puis yo si ou pas gain connait pour yo al mandé travail employé travail yo. Est-ce que vous avez un 401k plan ça, ou bien IRA, une sorte de retirement plan pour vous parce que l'a vraiment aidé mm-hmm. dans le futur.
Mm-hmm. Et donc, yo pas payé. C'est son portion, vous voulez dire que yon portion dans la communauté chaque semaine, non?
Oui.
Qui allait, ou bien chaque année, ou bien chaque semaine?
Son portion,
mm-hmm.
il y a un droit 3%, et même Jean-Garfield Tabdil, là, t'allais à son amende ou comité. Un maximum de 17,000-18,000 dollars par année.
Mm-hmm. Et puis chaque année vous mettez 17,000 à 18,000 dollars là.
Oui.
Et tout autant qu'on travaille jusqu'à la fin
qu'on vivait. Et comme ça, y investit tout.
Y investit.
Yeah.
Alors par exemple accompagner assurance par là, yo même laisse arriver au point comme là, yo investit lui même. Non.
Et tant que moi-même, si je suis employé,
uh-huh.
moi suis employé, je travaille pour une compagnie, mm-hmm. j'ai un plan pour one qui est ensemble avec vous.
Et
on investit, plan ça. Et comme ça, tout.
Et ça, les docs, mais nous-mêmes, tout nous recevoir, clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tandis que, en tout cas, on a donc moi-même, comme je travaille à mon côté avec les puis je suis client, nous.
Uh-huh. Ouais, oui, nous faisons même bagarre.
Nous faisons même bagarre.
Mm-hmm.
Mais oui. OK. It's about 6:22 minutes, 6:22. We're going to take a musical pause. Remember, you can partake of this conversation by calling 815-915-9636. You can text 617-699-9540. Pas oublier, ou capable briller nous dans 815-955-915-9636. Ou capable briller nous tout dans, ou capable. Texte nous dans 617-699-9540. On a une pause musicale et puis on a venu dans l'autre moment. On a tourné ensemble avec Garfield Hutchinson et Manushka KB. Dans l'autre moment. Était là avec nous, pas aller. Était là, pas aller pour rien au monde.
Qui vient de l'île merveilleuse de Cuba. Les jeunes, les vieux, les hommes, les femmes, le dansent là-bas. Alors pourquoi ne pas faire.
Alors oui, Nabdiou, merci, 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 Nabdiou, merci. N'avait dit Chris Basile, merci, qui d'ailleurs voit nous. Et on a parlé avec Garfield Hutchinson, ensemble avec Manouche Kabe. Et c'est dans. Comment est-ce que nous sommes arrivés encore?
New York Life.
New York Life, mais oui. Il y a eu sorti de New York Life et puis il a parlé de nous, comment quelque part. Il nous fait parler de 401k. Et puis, I guess you, when we were talking, you say certain things that people need to understand and another to, you know, better manage the 401k and whatever other type of insurance they may be carry. Yeah.
So the advice that we're giving out today or the talk that we're having is in general in nature. There's more specific conversations that you should have with a financial advisor or insurance agent. If you have such a person in place, you should consult them and ask some of the questions that may come to mind. You certainly call in today and ask your questions, but we will, you know, give you a general answer. If you do want to reach out to us and connect to with us on a personal level, and we can take your calls off air, you can certainly call my office at 781-398-1371. That's 781-398-1371. And I'll be happy to take your call and set up a time that we could have a further discussion about it.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we're going to as we continue at just about 6:27. This is WMFO 90.3 FM. 91.5 FM. The staff radio, if you just tuned in. Yes, how about the education planning? You know, a lot of people who are listening, the parents, they basically, or maybe a when we talk about education planning, especially in the immigrant community, you have people who arrive in this country, they studied, you know, they studied in their country, they come here, they also want to take advantage of this. So when you say education planning, we're not only talking about the children, you're also talking about the parents who might have such plan as well. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, the parents would certainly want to set up some kind of funding for their children that they can assist their children with their typically higher education as the children go to college and so on, and graduate schools, that you want to create a certain funds of money that you can help to offset the cost, you know, which, you know, college is very.
And how does it work?
So there's a 529 plan, another, again, created plan that's specifically geared towards education. Mm-hmm. And it's a tax deferred, a tax growth. Mm-hmm. Tax growth deferred plan, and then you realize that tax benefit when you use it towards a qualified education purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key with the 529 plans.
And then you can do it for multiple children?
You may do it for multiple children, and if you have a child that maybe gained a scholarship and you don't need those funds, you can pass it to the next child, mm-hmm. and any children in your family line.
Mm-hmm. So, is there what do you call it, premium that people pay periodically in order to buy this type of planning, the education planning?
So just like with your IRAs, your 401ks, you have certain limitations of funds that can go into the plan, mm-hmm. in any given year. So the government allows you to put this money aside again for educational purposes in a 529 plan. But there are other programs.
Mm-hmm. And how what's the maximum they ask you? Just, and I know, do we say that the 401k was 18,000? So what would be for the plan, the 529 plan?
Don't quote me on this number because I hadn't researched this lately, but I believe it's 5,500. So folks out there, if you Google this and come up with a different number, please forgive me on that one.
But it's just about in the neighborhood of 50,000, would you say?
Oh, no. 5,500.
5,500. Oh, 5,500. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So yes, so that's a number that you kind of want to keep in the back of your mind, and you would continue to contribute to this plan. Even I'm thinking about it, I think that's the number.
I see.
So there are other programs that you want to consider as well that can be used towards education. That is less restrictive than a 529. The key about a 529 plan is that it's only used towards education. Mm-hmm. If you use it towards other non-qualified education purchases, then it will trigger a taxed event. And the gains that you realize while you were accumulating these funds, you will now have to maybe pay some taxes on those funds if it's not a qualified education purchase. So there's a parallel program that you can use to complement any 529s that you're currently participating in that will give you more freedom and do not bear some of those restrictions, such as cash value life insurance.
Which is?
So there's several types of life insurance. Most of us, we have heard of a term insurance, and I believe you guys discussed that on your previous broadcast. Term insurance and permanent insurance or whole life insurance, and of course universal as well. So you want to utilize the permanent insurance, which has a cash accumulation value component to it. So as you're making your premium payments, you are putting aside certain amounts into a cash accumulation account as well. And that account, based on the company, is also receiving dividends. Dividends is the performance of the company that, or the profits of the company that is shared back to the policyholder in a, in a mutual company. And these are called dividends. As those dividends and your premiums continue to grow, you realize the same tax preferential treatment where it's tax deferred on the growth. And when you go to use it, it's also tax.
So, and how does one pay for this one? In a cash value type.
So you would, have a life insurance in place. That that would be the first qualifier, is that you're taking out a life insurance that could be on yourself or could be on another individual. And the type of life insurance that you would acquire is a permanent or whole life cash, whole life life insurance. And the premiums will be determined based on the underwriting for those, for the insurance. That will determine the premium. You can also predetermine the premium by saying, I really want to pay this amount. And then the plan can be designed once the underwriting comes in place around the premiums that you want to put into the plan.
And that also depends on the insurer's age, health.
Age, health.
What are the other elements?
Occupation,
yes. I don't think we covered universal insurance. Did we? Universal life? What? It's a type of life insurance. What is it exactly? What? In what way does it differ from term or permanent?
It's like a combination, I would say, of whole life and term. It's almost like the company kind of put it together, a whole life and a term, to make it more affordable for the client to afford to get a whole life with a higher premium, a higher face amount and a lower premium.
I see.
Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
So in your term policy, which is your the one that affords you to have a higher death benefit for the lowest possible premiums, that relationship is best known in a term situation. But as the word term suggests, it's temporary,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it must end at some point. And the typical numbers that we see is 20-year term policy. Universal life policy will take the will take the term components, as Nushka mentioned, to conserve the premium,
mm-hmm.
And so that you can afford a higher death benefit,
mm-hmm.
while also utilizing the cash value component of the permanent life insurance. So it's a combination or a blend, mm-hmm. to offset some of that cost as well.
And the cash value will come from what the, how well the investment is doing?
And the investment is in the company's general funds.
I see.
And so, sorry, I wanted to mention that all of these policies have their own purposes. Mm-hmm. It depends on what the plan, what they want to plan for,
mm-hmm.
then we will find the right product, the right policies for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so clearly, because there was somebody who called afterwards when we last talked, he said, "Oh, you guys didn't speak about universal insurance." And I say, next time you come here, I will ask you as the expert. You will tell them again. So you want to tell them in Haitian Creole?
Yes.
At 6:37 minutes, dans studio WMFO, nous avec Nushka. Et Nushka, je dis, vini avec Garrick Field. Il est sorti dans le même bureau pour
New York Life. Nous sommes agent dans New York Life.
So, donc ça, une universal insurance, oui, ça lié
même. Universal life insurance.
Universal life insurance.
Unique, c'est comme si Nadou, c'est combiné whole life là avec term life insurance là ensemble, mm-hmm. puis vous faites plus affordable, comment on dit affordable, comme si
vous êtes capable plus, comment on dit ça, abordable,
oui,
plus abordable pour tout le monde.
Pour un monde qui t'a aimé gagner en sorte de whole life.
Ok.
Côté le carité, il a gagné accès avec cash value à la donne, et il a gagné plus, il a pris plus de bénéfices.
Mm-hmm. Et il n'a pas qu'à prendre la donne.
Oui, il a pris la donne. Tout whole life qui gagne, il a pris la donne, il a retiré cash ou mettre à la donne. Mais ou ka mette moins scope que en whole life. Bon pour un exemple.
Mm-hmm.
Tant qu'on exemple un monde qui gagne $100,000 whole life, traditional whole life, mm-hmm. versus un monde qui gagne $100,000 universal life. Monde qui gagne, let's say moun, deux mondes ça gagne même l'âge, you gain même health, you gain même et deux même monde. Monde qui gagne 100,000 whole life, l'an traditional whole life là a paye un petit cob en plus, mm-hmm. que monde qui gagne 100,000 universal life là.
Mm-hmm.
Et les gens qui ont Universal Life sont capables de prendre plus de scope d'eau, mm-hmm. s'il veut.
Donc, ça nous dit que, au prochain, pour un chiffre, vous voulez prendre $30,000 dans le scope là.
Les gens prennent là pour un nombre d'années.
Après un nombre, les gens prennent. Le
scope limité seulement.
Le scope limité.
Mm-hmm. Et pas dans le death benefit là.
Je comprends.
Quand vous avez un investissement sale fait, les gens retirent là pour un nombre d'années.
Je comprends. Ça veut dire que. Si mon gagne pour 10 ans,
mm-hmm.
si qui ça le cap prend la donne, c'est comme il paye pour 10 ans.
Comme limité à lui-même, il a retiré avec dividende. Tant que les gens de Gaffel ont parlé de dividende, non, mm-hmm. compagnie a mis extra sur lui. So, c'est comme ça qu'il a retiré seulement. Il mm-hmm. va pas retiré dans le death benefit là.
Vous
comprenez qui ça, death benefit là avec cash value. Cash value, c'est cash qui sort dans la poche ou mettez. Tant qu'on a un bank account.
Donc, comme vous payez pour policier.
Pour policier, hein, ou capable.
C'est parce que mm-hmm. on nous dit que vous avez payé $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Si vous avez payé $1,000, donc à un certain moment, vous allez recevoir. S'il fait 7 ans, comment 7 fois, comment on mm-hmm. dit ça?
S'il gagne 7 ans, la paye
$1,000 là.
C'est qu'on a quand même un 6 000, un 5 000 ou bien $8,000, il n'y a qu'à retirer comme ça.
Il n'y a qu'à retirer comme ça.
Yeah.
Mais il n'y a pas qu'à retirer Maman l'argent, cop que.
Non, okay. Ça, c'est ça qui fait le death benefit.
C'est mouille. Ok, ok, ok.
Yeah.
All right, donc nous souhaitons que mon capitaine ne pas oublier et on va faire 617-699-95-40. Et à nous checker avec mortgage. Hein? On check avec mortgage.
Mortgage là, vraiment, vraiment.
Parce que je connais que la majorité, en pile fois là-dedans, ils ont un mortgage. Ils ont un
mortgage.
Yeah, yeah. Ou vous pouvez déraper et puis dans le bagage.
Oui.
Oui.
So,
mortgage, tu connais que vous achetez un cas et pour que vous payez un bill sur lui.
Oui. Mais tout un capitaine de vous qui a un mortgage, vous prenez information ça vraiment au sérieux. Parce que c'est vraiment important. Si vous avez un mortgage, vous ne pouvez pas avoir life insurance. Term life insurance ou bien whole life insurance whatever stock afford là qui pour at least protéger mortgage là si on bagarre ta passé ou et then mortgage pas qu'on fin payer pour ca still gain ca là toujours pour ca en carité de famille à famille. Si ou pas gain ça ou gain en pile chance pour perdre ca ça là aller.
Ou bien pour monde qui rete derrière.
Oui, monde qui rete derrière
pas jeune pas voilà.
Et pas pa, non ca parce que yo ca yo gain droit pas ca payer ca là.
OK.
Parce que en mon gomba qui s'est passé là au monde que moi connais qui t'a gagné un caill avec madame ni jeune monde, yo fait marier. Et story a vraiment sad. Madame nan enceinte 4 mois et puis un jour comme ça pendant y a dormi monsieur a levé en nuit nan, li wè madame nan pas senti bien. Mais madame n'a pas capable.
T'es passé, vous voulez dire?
T'es passé. Et, bah, des temps pour ambulance arriver, madame l'a été à moi. À 35 ans.
Avec bébé à l'avant?
Avec bébé.
Wow.
Qu'est-ce qui s'est so passé, même côté? Il mettait mon yo dehors. Côté monsieur a eu un problème avec Deflan, ça qui fait passé.
Depuis qu'on a eu un problème, pas
l'état pas qu'il y a pa, de ça, il est obligé de mettre au dehors parce que yo vinn pa li pin pa gen income ki pou supporter famille ki pou payer kay la et non monsieur a pa de soukay c'était non fi acte soukay so tout bagage ça est important
compliqué ouais
on comprend
donc ça veut dire mortgage il faut qu'il courir avec un type d'assurance quelconque
définitivement tout monde qui gen mortgage supposé gagner en sorte de protection qui pour protéger kay la si on bagage comme ça t'a passé
et alors ça peut-être que nous capable passer qu'on en bail. We talking about mortgage, you know. Yeah, we're saying that people who are homeowners should also have some type of insurance, life insurance. Is that the rule? The advice?
yes, definitely so.
Yeah,
definitely so. Your home is for most people is your largest asset. That you'll ever, our largest purchase, and in some case, the largest asset that they'll ever own. And protecting that is vital.
Yeah.
To your family.
I'm thinking about, sometimes people, I mean, for one reason or another, they have just about the time, enough money to buy the home. Right? They don't even have it because they can't even make, they're barely making the permit. How do they pay for anything else? They can even, the mortgage.
That's why
you need an advisor to do it.
Yes, they definitely need to work with an advisor. That's number one.
If they're already in that situation.
Yes, and then we can help them getting into something that they can afford.
I see, but the one thing they shouldn't do is just to stay away. Yeah. They shouldn't stay away from
meeting with an advisor.
Right. Because there's, we know that don't you have clients or maybe you heard of situations that people, they can barely make their money because in the first place, they get into some kind of transaction that's much costly than, cost more than they can afford.
If you think about it, we get educated, we go to school, get educated. Those of us who is fortunate get to go to higher education. But when was the last time any one of those teachers or professors really explained to you how finance works? How does money work?
Yeah.
What is the value of it and how to treat it? So most of us learn by trial and error. Mm-hmm. And what you're just describing is that trial and error being displayed in real life. Mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. buying yeah. too much house, or you know, or maybe they should not be making that purchase whatsoever at that first particular place. Point in their mm-hmm. time. So,
but in case that they do, they already in it. Like there may be somebody, people out there listening, and then who are, you know. In that situation, we say they can barely make the payment, the mortgage.
Yes.
You know, let alone even kicking up the house sometimes.
Well, there is no magic pill that I could prescribe to alleviate that situation.
Oh, yeah. What I can add is sometimes we think that based on what we're making, We can barely afford the mortgage, we can barely afford this. It depends on what your priorities are. If your priorities is the mortgage and protect the mortgage, you will do it.
Maybe you will eat less.
Right, exactly. You will find
get
a way
into a very, you know, serious diet.
Right, exactly. You will find a way to
we do have a budget.
Prioritize things.
We do have a budget tool that we can supply if you would like to receive one of those that will help you structure your finances in a way that can alleviate some of those pressures. And if someone wants to call in, then
and you guys do have workshops, right? You do.
Oh yes, and I actually
you have one coming.
An invitation coming up. May 2nd.
May 2nd.
2 May.
Yeah.
Bamba no address la.
Okay, that's in a week, huh?
Yes. So that's Tuesday, May 2nd, at Boston Marriott Newton Hotel.
Okay.
So na Hotel Marriott Newton na.
Mm-hmm.
Na 2345. Commonwealth Avenue, Newton.
Mm-hmm. C'est entrée gratis ou bien groupé en fois?
Gratis, at 6h30.
However, seating is limited, so you do need to call in for a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know who you are and how many people you'd like to get a reservation for,
mm-hmm.
and then we can reserve a spot for you.
Yeah.
We just got a notification here that the event has been expanded to 300 seats. It was 200 and they've added 100 more.
Mm-hmm.
And those seats are filling up quickly.
You'll be there?
Yes.
Okay, so
I'll be there.
Somebody with the language.
Oui, ma
plan.
You
know, okay.
Ma plan, ma plan. I'm telling me where the two Haïtiens parlent.
Mais oui.
Puis on vient chercher qu'on est plus comment financier.
Affaire, bagaille financière. Oui.
Financière.
Parce que plus on a fait type de choses à yo, on comprend plus mon appuyer valeur. The more of, you know, of this type of.
Yeah.
Shows we have interviews that will educate people. Now, one of the questions probably I have, so it has to do with, you know, they're talking about the market might collapse, some of the bank might collapse in the near future. So this is that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here.
You're talking about
there are some predictions saying that the market might collapse. When you speak to some people, they say the banks might collapse because of, you know, on the reason just like it happened, you know, a few years ago.
Exactly. So what you're talking about is a financial crisis.
Crisis.
That happened back in 2008. Where some of the larger banks suffered losses because of bad debt that they had on their books, and they were top heavy. They weren't able to bring in enough funds to offset some of those bad debts, and so it created a crisis on a national level, certainly if not a global level. Let me speak for New York Life. New York Life is a mutual company. And so we're not traded on the stock market, and you can't go down to Wall Street and purchase a New York Life stock. So it's been around for over 170 years, and it's been a mutual company all of those years. And so it's not impacted by the financial tremors that we hear.
Mm-hmm.
We hear the headlines every morning. We turn our radio and televisions on, and we hear these scary headlines. The stock is down, and you know, the world is coming to an end. If you're invested in a company like ours, that shouldn't trouble you at all, because we're not impacted by that.
Mm. So how do you make money, though? How does your company make money now?
So we do have invested in other companies, but those investments are conservatively invested,
mm-hmm.
whereby some of our largest company is maybe about less than a 1% share. So if that company suffers a financial impact, that's the amount of impact that it's going to impact New York Life's portfolio. So they're very conservative. They're very long forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies that are publicly traded are thinking quarter to quarter. What's mm-hmm. my return going to be for this quarter? New York Life plays the long game, and we're thinking in decades.
I see.
And so the planning is done that way.
So they plan in such a way that doesn't affect people, what do you call it? In the same way it does with other companies.
Yeah, to give you a specific example, in that said year, 2008, New York Life paid its record dividend in that year. They've gone on to pay more or higher dividends than mm-hmm. that year. But in that year, when other companies were suffering financially, we were booming.
I see. Yes, we have about 6 more minutes to go. If you're out there and you want to partake of this conversation, call us at 855-915-9636. Or you can send us a text. And let me see. A text at 617-699-9540. Do give us a call if you want to partake on this. And you guys say, what was your number? They can get in touch with you if someone want to call to reserve a spot for the event on the May 2nd. They can call you.
They can call me, Nushka, mm-hmm. at 857-208-3557 mm-hmm. or Garfield.
And mm-hmm. it's going to be 781-398-1371. Please leave me a voicemail.
Mm-hmm. And say you heard us on Ambatonel Lakai here.
Who you are. Then,
yeah.
And we'll reach out to you.
And have a conversation with Yvonne if you want. So
definitely.
Yes. Yeah. And I encourage you.
Yeah, you want to say.
Come. I want to see some of the faces that I've been listening. I want to meet with
and
you face
you
say, to face.
And it's a weekday? It's a weekend, you say?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Mardi.
Okay, mardi.
Mardi 2 May à 6h dans Boston Marriott Hotel, Newton. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, maybe you want to recap, you know, each of you. Maybe you do it in English and then Manusha will do it in Creole of what we... Asked the student. No, I'm sorry, student. I was thinking
about
school.
Because I was a former student.
sorry. So 401k, right? Education planning, the mortgages and life insurance. I think we talk about this in you know globally. What can you kind of summarize? Let me give a recap of what we talked about, if you remember.
Oh, certainly. So we talked about. The benefits of having a 401k, some of the limitations on those 401k, some of the tax rules as it pertains to the IRS with the 401ks. There's just much more than we discuss. Obviously, mm-hmm. we're doing it from 30,000 feet in the air here.
Yeah.
You wanted to reach out to your advisor, mm-hmm. ask more questions regarding the 401k. Same discussion on the 529 plan, which is an education and program mm-hmm. that you can set aside funds for at a tax mm-hmm. deferred growth for college expenses,
mm-hmm.
and then also mortgage. you know, for those of us who have a mortgage, making sure that there is protection on that mortgage should something happen to the mortgager. So that's
life insurance. And you can get, you know, one can get all this in just one with one company.
Absolutely.
Or multiple companies.
You know, or multiple companies.
Okay.
So it every individual scenario is different. There's not one size that fits all. So we're speaking here in generalities.
Mm-hmm.
But once you sit down and analyze your specific situation, then specific recommendations can be made for your situation. And it does not all have to be under one company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nusha, vous voulez dire ça que pour nous, ça nous couvre un 401k, un plan pour bagage éducation.
Oui, 401k est vraiment important. Hein? Pour yo participer là-dedans.
Mm-hmm.
Parce que dans le futur, là vraiment aidé. Yo le boal retired. Parce que nous tout pas qu'à mettre en conscience sur social security.
Mm-hmm.
Nous pas connaît si l'en a retired, si social mm-hmm. security a plan.
Est-ce que yon l'autre bail en forme en 401k tout yo ka acheter? Ou bien c'est ça qui est plus bon?
Gen IRA. Gen Roth IRA, gen traditional IRA.
Mais qui j'en peux prendre, c'est à peu près le même règlement ou bien règlement même
c'est
si pas même
de travail yo,
c'est toujours un travail
de travail yo, capable prendre le capable prendre avec deux ou trois avec l'autre compagnie tant que New York Life nous
gagne
IRA account nous ca aider monde set up.
Et tout ça comme ça on a parlé à yo tout prendre sous chèque là donc mon n'a pas capable peut-être sentir
ça. Oui, yo tout prendre mon n'a pas vraiment senti chaque semaine chaque là yo touché yo prend un petit pourcentage.
Je prends. Mm-hmm. Et vous dites pas les plans soit fait éducation tout petit monde cap
c'est vraiment important.
Ouais.
On t'a conseillé tout parent gon petit plan pour petit monde les arriver pour aller en collège pour qu'on petit fan un petit cobon serré en côté pour parce que si même s'il y a bien financial aid mais financial aid là qui n'a pas couvrir toute cob l'école là.
Mm-hmm. Et parent peut-être on a dit gagne un monde qui là pour qui petit monde pour aller rechercher qui gagne pour venir ou penser tu as dû déraper on bail comme ça.
Fuck. Yo ken doit commencer sous tête yo comme si ou gen doit faire plan sous tête ou en tant que parent tout.
Mm-hmm.
Ou gen doit faire sous ti moun nan
même si li pou ko vini
gen deux gens ka faire ou gen doit prendre ou commencer serrer l'argent sous tête tout.
Mm-hmm.
Ou bien si ti moun nan là parce que faut ti moun nan là pour faire sous ti moun nan faut li gen social faut li gen faut que gen information ça yo et puis les ti moun nan là ou ka faire sous ti moun nan. Et nous pouvons customiser tout, nous pouvons faire pour 20 ans, 18 ans, 15 ans. Il n'y a pas besoin pour toute la vie, nous pouvons désigner combien de temps nous faire.
Mortgage, vous avez parlé de mortgage.
Oui, mortgage là, vraiment, vraiment important.
Mm-hmm.
Parce que je ne vais pas dans l'autre story encore.
Mm-hmm.
Donc, nous pour tout, tout la protéger mortgage nous. Et nous connaissons vraiment qu'il y a des mortgages, nous travaillons pour mortgage là, nous travaillons pour Timonio. Ça est vraiment important.
Mais et moun, comme nous connaissons, qui a acheté, depuis qu'il a acheté, il a des problèmes de sortie, il a acheté, il a collé pièces, il a acheté. Et moun, ça n'a pas gagné. Et donc, il va me payer le mortgage. Il va me payer le
mortgage. C'est ça que fait Mdzo. Il va supposé. Même il va faire. Il va prendre protection pour Kailan. Il ne doit pas prendre un hold. Il ne doit pas prendre un term. Parce que nous avons un term qui pour 20 ans. Qui va couvrir le mortgage pour 20 ans.
Mm-hmm.
Vous comprenez? Puis après 20 ans, pour 10 ans, si c'est 30 ans mortgage, ou gain, si c'est 15 ans mortgage, ou gain, nous avons un plan qui pour couvrir le mortgage pour tant ça.
Je comprends.
Donc, si on bagage a passé avant 15 ans, avant 20 ans, le mortgage a fini de payer pour ne pas perdre Kailan.
Oui, ok.
Mm-hmm.
A last word from each of you guys. We having good time, you know, time flies, right?
Yes.
Oh,
I would say ladies first.
Okay.
Dernier mot gen pour nous. Si n'ap koute radio a, si mardi après-midi nous gon ti temps passé na Marriott Hotel Newton nan. M'a prétend nous à 6h30.
Et ou ka ba un téléphone si vous voulez faire contact avec ou
nous mettre les nous ka texte moi nan 857 208 3557.
Il faut faire réservation donc faut reler à l'avance.
Bon oui nous ka reler mal à l'avance.
Donc ça veut dire que si vous veut venir manger vous pas besoin quoi la caille passer manger. N'a pas gain refreshment, n'a pas gain petit manger. Tu passer dans
bon. Bon,
refreshment.
Sûr.
We say if they come in straight from work, they can come. Will you feed them?
That would be on me.
No.
I'm sure there will be something to wet your thirst.
Not to replace your dinner.
Yeah, right.
Definitely not.
But now I'm in where the three moon. But I'm in where we're
Last word, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It was